Hey, my amazing friends. Welcome. Welcome to Dr. Mom's Toolkit, Life Skills Mastery in Health, Wealth, and Love. How has everyone's summer been? It has just flown by so fast. We have been traveling and enjoying time with family. I went on a solo trip to see a girlfriend overseas last week. She's been having trouble getting a visa to travel to the States. And we have been talking for several years now about getting together. And so I decided to do a very quick solo trip. This was very impromptu to see her, and it was amazing. And we had just the best time. And after I got back, my husband and kids then picked me up from the airport, and we drove straight to our next spot outside of Asheville, North Carolina, where we met up with my sister, my brother, their kids, my parents, and now we are all enjoying the week at a beautiful lake house in the woods with lots of swimming, kayaking, hot tub, the works. It has been a wonderful few days in nature and a great bonding week for the cousins. Lovely, lovely, just lovely. I hope you're also taking time to nurture yourselves and taking time to cultivate relationships with the loved ones in your lives. So, I have some exciting news to share with you guys. Many of my coaching clients and friends have shared with me their number one obstacle is they just don't know where to begin. They know they need to start their organization journey and their decluttering journey. They know it's a priority, but where to start and how to start is the issue. To solve this problem, I created the ultimate guide to decluttering your life. This is a workshop that I have designed for my clients, and I've condensed it down to a guide that you can solve through at the beginning of your journey. You can go to www.tanzicoleman.com. And under show notes, download the guide. I used to be the queen of chaos myself, but trust me, with a little coaching and a lot of laughs, we're about to take control and tame that clutter monster once and for all. And the thing about clutter is, the more you address it's there, the harder it is to ignore, and the easier it becomes to organize it. It's like one of those things, you can't unsee it once you see it. So picture this, you're a doctor mom, you're saving lives by day and rocking that mom cape by night, but amidst all the hustle and bustle, your living space becomes a battlefield of stuff. Toys, paperwork, medical gadgets. It's like a wild, wild west showdown between you and the clutter. But fear not, my fellow superheroes, because we're about to transform your home into a Zen sanctuary. All right, let's get real for a minute. Clutter is so sneaky, my friends. It creeps into every nook and cranny and plays wicked mind games with us. Ever find yourself on a treasure hunt for your keys in a jungle of mess? Oh, I've been there, my friends, like a wild explorer in the clutter wilderness. But here's the deal. Clutter doesn't just mess up your living space, it messes with your head space too. It's like your mind is stuck in a traffic jam of chaos. But fear not, because we're about to clear those mental highways and get things flowing smoothly again. And if you don't know where to start, or if you find yourself thinking it's not hopeless, I just need to get started somewhere, I want you to go to www.tanzicoleman.com and just download the guide. It is a workbook I created just for my unbelievably amazing fellow doctor moms. And gives you a starting point. It's a workbook to align your vision with your values and see where you want your decluttering journey to end up. And just like anything else, if you begin with the end in mind, you have a clear path to where you need to start. I once coached my client, Dr. Emily, who was drowning in a sea of medical journals, patient notes, and baby clothes, right? A delightful combo, I must say. But guess what? After we cleared her workspace and organized her medical gear like a boss, she told me she felt like Wonder Woman, focused and ready to take on the world. She felt she had clarity in her day. She didn't feel so much frazzled just starting her morning routine, that there's just so much to say about waking up to a space that's zenful, that serves you. All right, my fabulous superheroes, it's time for a reality check. Take a deep breath, grab your favorite beverage, and let's assess the clutter situation then. Look around your home and spot these hotspots. You know, the areas where clutter likes to throw a party. I remember my hotspot days all too well. Toys, papers, socks, oh my, it's like a tornado swept through my living room. But don't worry, we're going to tackle those hotspots and declutter one step at a time. Listen up, Dr. Moms. Every decluttering journey is unique, just like you. Some of you might want to tackle that crazy closet first, and while others may go to the playroom tornado. And if you're feeling extra adventurous, why not declutter your email inbox like a tech-savvy ninja? I once worked with Dr. Lisa, and let me tell you, her closet was like a party zone for clothes. But with a personalized decluttering plan, a few giggles, and some funky dance moves, we turned her closet into a fashionista's dream. Stethoscope and scrubs included, of course. Now let's talk decluttering strategies. My time-starved warriors, who's got time for decluttering, right? You have downloaded the free guide and you've gone through the ultimate guide to decluttering your life. Well, now you're ready to start. Now I'm going to unleash the magic of the 15-minute rule, your decluttering superhero weapon. You won't believe what you can achieve in just 15 minutes a day. It's a clutter-busting power-up. One client of mine, Dr. Sarah, embraced this rule like a boss. She even turned decluttering into a fun family game. It was like cleanup crusaders took over their home. Superheroes in action. Remember, decluttering is not just about tidying up your living space. It's a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. As young physician moms, you're already juggling a million things, but now you've added decluttering superhero to your resume. I also want you to take a moment to celebrate your superhero decluttering victories, whether it's a tidied up closet or an organized medical bag. Once you've spent the 15 minutes decluttering something, anything, take a moment to celebrate yourself. Every small step counts, my friends. Thank you for joining me on this adventure. And remember, your clutter-free home is just the beginning of the incredible transformations that await you. Next week, I'm going to talk to you about my four-step framework to get you to your results. That's all for today's episode of Dr. Mom's Toolkit, Life Skills Mastery in Health, Wealth, and Love, Episode 4. I'm your host, Dr. Tansy Coleman. Don't forget to go to Dr. www.tansycoleman.com and download the free ultimate guide to decluttering your life to get started. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. As always, thank you for tuning in, and until next time, remember, my beautiful, lovely, deserving friends, stay healthy, get wealthy, and love yourself.